Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Families campaigning for improvement in the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service, CAMHS, have said children across the country are suffering because of a defective system that relies too heavily on medication and discriminates against autistic children. The group, Families for Reform of CAMHS, told the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Health today that it was not until parents went looking for help that they realised that mental health supports and a functioning service were largely non-existent. The HSE has told this programme it's made CAMHS improvements a priority and deeply regrets any occasion where the service is not up to the standard required. Well, let's talk to Hanani Gwilla-Vorcheen, who's spokesperson for Families for Reform of CAMHS and one of those who gave evidence to the committee this morning. Hanani, you're very welcome to the programme and thanks indeed for speaking to us.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having us on.
Now, people will be well aware, I think, of the difficulty in accessing the CAMHS service in the first place. There are almost 4,500 children on waiting lists. But the point you and those of you from Families for Reform of CAMHS were making to the committee today is that even once you get access to the system, even once your child is in the system, that that's when the challenges begin. What are the challenges?
Yeah, so I suppose as you rightly mentioned, first of all, you've got the obstacle of actually getting into CAMHS. But once you get in, there are a lot of issues at play. And I suppose, you know, it's widely known that CAMHS teams are not adequately resourced. A lot of teams are operating at about 50% of the recommended levels, both in terms of clinical and administrative staff. So I suppose what we're finding with our group, we've over 800 members at this point, is kind of clear patterns emerging of a lot of families and children are being offered medication, but it's a lot more difficult to access any therapeutic supports, whether it's counselling or play therapy or OT. So it's very much, you get offered medication. We have a lot of families then who, if they decide they don't want to go down the medication route, are actually discharged from CAMHS. So it's, you know, it's a service you battle so hard to get into, but once you're in, you have another battle on your hands.
And very low numbers of your members report even having a care plan or a key worker for their child.
Yeah, that's right. So the CAMHS operational guidelines, which were released back in 2019, state that every child should have a key worker who kind of actively communicates between families and the CAMHS service and coordinates care, and that every child should have an individual care plan, which is outcome focused and kind of clearly sets out what treatment is in place, whereas only 12% of our families have both, and 72% of our families have neither. And this leads to huge kind of lack of transparency as to what are, you know, the steps being taken to treat their child, what supports are on offer, and there's a real lack of communication. So I suppose one of the main things we were calling for in the health committee today was for government commitment to the Mental Health Commission's 49 recommendations to improve CAMHS, including the regulation of CAMHS. Mm. And we have our own reforms, and I suppose our reforms that we're calling for are quite user-focused, and things such as just having a key plan, having a key worker, having better communications, all of those things would take a lot of stress off parents who are already in, you know, usually emergency situations.
And there is a particular issue around autistic children, because they're not covered by CAMHS. And in fact, in some cases, you say parents are being advised where there's a diagnosis of autism, not to draw the attention of CAMHS to that.
Yeah, so actually the policy position is that CAMHS is responsible for providing mental health treatment to autistic children. But the reality is that a lot of autistic children are actually turned away, and their mental health issues are dismissed as just being part of autism, even though anxiety, depression are not part of the diagnostic criteria for autism. So I suppose what we're trying to argue is that mental health disorders are separate and very importantly treatable conditions. Mm. And denying treatment to autistic children for mental health is very discriminatory. And it's not consistent across the board. You have some CAMHS who will accept and treat autistic children and some who won't. So we're calling for an end of this discrimination, so that they have equal access to mental health supports as their neurotypical peers.
And similarly, there are separate arrangements for children who have an intellectual disability, a separate specialist service, which you say largely doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's correct. So back in September 2022, a new CAMHS ID service, which is a specialist service for children with intellectual disabilities, was set up. So up until that point, kids with intellectual disabilities were seen by the regular CAMHS. However, the intention was that this service, this new specialist service, would be set up, which had 16 teams across the country. It would be staffed by 11 full-time team members, whereas the reality is there are 4 to 5 partial teams made up of 10 consultants who either only have 1 to 2 team members or who have no staff members. So we have families in our group who have been discharged from the regular CAMHS and have absolutely no access to any mental health services. So that's 80% of our families who have a child with an intellectual disability have no access to any mental health service at all. So, you know, they're in a dire situation. If their area doesn't have a CAMHS ID service, they're not allowed to be transferred to an area that does have one. Mm-hmm. So there's literally nowhere to turn, and no timeframes have been given as to when an effective service will be set up, or even when some stopgap measures will be put in place.
In a statement today, the HSE has told us that CAMHS, making CAMHS and youth mental health service improvements is a priority, they say. The Child and Youth Mental Health Service Improvement Programme is an initiative which they say is designed to build capacity in CAMHS. Are you seeing evidence of that prioritisation?
So it's very hard to know. I suppose there's definitely a lack of trust in the system because, you know, all these concerns were identified like in the last decade and no improvements have come about. We have submitted our own kind of 30 questions into the Department of Health to try and find out information because we're told these different initiatives are being progressed, but we haven't received a response. That was the end of September. So we're really just trying to find information about what is actually happening. There's a lack of transparency there. And I suppose what we're really calling for is this commitment to the Mental Health Commission's recommendations, because at the moment, the policies and the HSE service plans in place, they all sound great, but the reforms aren't being delivered on. It's also very, you know, it lacks transparency when you have to look at all these different policies and try and work out, well, what's happening? Have targets been reached? Whereas if we kind of committed to the new mental health reform recommendations, then we'll have a kind of consolidated action plan going forward that would be reported on annually.
All right, we'll leave it there, Hannah. Thank you very much for talking to us. Hannah Ní Gilleadh Vórchín there from the Families for Reform of CAMHS.